This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Putting food on the table will be a lot harder for millions of Americans starting in March. Food stamp recipients will each receive about $95 a month less in benefits on average as a pandemic hunger relief program comes to an end nationwide 3 years after Congress approved it. Every household in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, as food stamps are formally known, will see their monthly benefits shrink by at least $95. Some larger families could experience monthly reductions of $250 or more. More than 42 million Americans received food stamps as of November, according to the latest federal data. Without the pandemic boost, the average food stamp benefit will come to about $6 a person per day in 2023 instead of around $9. Congress voted to end the pandemic emergency allotments as part of the government funding package that passed late last year. On the plus side, the legislation created a permanent summer benefits program to provide funds to the families of 30 million children to buy groceries in place of school meals during the summer break. The cut in food stamps will take effect in the 32 states and the District of Columbia that were still providing the emergency allotments, which increased monthly benefits to the maximum for the household size, or at least $95 a month. 18 states had already ended the pandemic benefits. The steep reduction in food benefits is leading food banks and pantries already stretched thin by increased demand due to the surge in grocery prices to brace for a new spike in need. A Texas lawmaker who introduced legislation to restrict drag performances dressed in drag himself while a student. A video that surfaced on Twitter and TikTok this week shows Republican Texas State Representative Nate Schatzlein skipping, running, and dancing in a park while wearing a black sequined dress and a red eye mask. The Twitter user who shared the video said, "Nate Schatzlein has made his entire personality attacking the LGBTQ community, trans, especially children, and vowed to ban drag shows in Texas. Here is Nate, in drag." Schatzlein is a first-term state representative and a former pastor. The emergence of Schatzlein's video comes several days after an image of Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee dressed in drag as a high school student was shared on Reddit and Twitter. Lawmakers in at least a dozen other states, including Montana, have proposed laws that would restrict drag performances. Supporters of the bills say they are needed to protect children from exposure to inappropriate entertainment. Critics argue that they unfairly target an art form with deep ties to the LGBTQ community and wrongly paint all drag performances as obscene. A campaign to form an urban transportation district, or a UTD, in Gallatin County will go to a vote of the people in a special election in May. The Yes for Streamline campaign is working to gain support of voters for the urban transportation district, which would allow the free bus system, Streamline, to continue to receive federal transit funding. While the Gallatin Valley was formerly viewed as a rural area in the eyes of the Federal Transit Administration, it is now considered a small urbanized area, which means that FTA funds can no longer go directly to HRDC Streamline, but must be administered by either a local government or by an urban transportation district. A 2021 community report, a subsequent community survey, and stakeholder interviews all showed that community members support the creation of a UTD as the best way to manage and fund Streamline. If approved by voters on May 2nd, the UTD would be managed by a board including representatives from Gallatin County, the cities of Bozeman and Belgrade, and other key groups. Voter support for the UTD would allow Streamline and Gallivan to continue at their current level and will not increase taxes for Gallatin Valley residents. The proposed UTD will include all of Bozeman and Belgrade and areas in between. Through a petition process to get the issue on the ballot, organizers submitted more than 16,000 valid signatures, 25% more than needed. The next step is approving the UTD in the May 2nd election, the traditional school district election day, and a special election day. The May 2nd election is a vote-by-mail election. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.